McCormick begged Mr. Rayburn to purge Bill Coleman off the Rules Committee when he did this, when we first changed the rule on adding members to the Rules Committee. And Mr. Rayburn wouldn't do it. He said it'd be a mistake to do it, but just right out of the clear blue like this. And so that's when he settled on the notion of adding three members to the Rules Committee rather than purging Coleman, which could have been done at that time. Now, we've had also members who have refused to say whether they would support the nominee or not, both in the House and in the Senate. And we might run into problems. I'm just throwing this out. I have no preconceived, but I do know that Mr. Rayburn refused to purge Coleman when he was in a very vital spot, much more vital than John Bell Williams is at the time.
Of course, I'd appoint Orrin Harris to judgeship if you didn't have John Bell Williams there after.
Yeah, well, we ought to get rid of John Bell. It's just too bad. Personally, a nice fella, but he's just absolutely against the administration and hasn't supported it for years. So I don't know. They may kick him out. That's our problem there.
Well, I'm mighty proud of you, Carl. I'm mighty proud of you.
Proud of you. It sure was wonderful running with you. You ought to see how you ran down there. My God, there are places where you got all of those things. Some briefings. And I never saw as mean a campaign.
No, they're awful mean, but I thought we handled it awful smart when the Democrats did.
I do, too. We just looked at what they did all over the state.
You know, we ran 200,000 votes ahead of Teddy Kennedy in Massachusetts. We got twice the plurality in Massachusetts the president did in 60.
Isn't that amazing?
You know, he got 300 in Philadelphia, and we got over 400. He got 9,000 in Illinois. We got a million. Ohio, he lost it. We got a million.
Yeah.
So we had
150,000.
Huh?
You know, he lost Oklahoma by nearly 160,000.
What we carried by? 75?
Oh no, we carried by around 100,000. The final totals are not in yet.
Well, you told me one time you thought we carried by 100,000.
Yes, sir. That's what I thought, and that's what we did. And we had a very popular Republican candidate for Senate to beat, and that was a little bit of a drag on us. And Harris was a fine boy, but he didn't have any particular attraction, you know. He just a fine upcoming young fella, and that was about it. We had the governor fighting us. We had every important daily newspaper in the state fighting us, and still we ran off with it.
You tell me your whistle stop help.
Yes, it did. We fought a much better campaign. Lady Bird's trip helped. Hubert's trip helped. We had a little static on Hubert at first, but it died down. About his ADA membership, you know?
Yeah.
We had quite a bit of that at first, but it seemed to fade. And we never did answer it. We just let it go. We decided not to answer it. We sent up here and got all the answers they had at the National Committee and read it over and decided it'd be better not to try. So it faded out.
Your wife there with you?
She's at home here in Washington. We just got back last
week. Oh, are you back in Washington?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes, I came back, my wife and I. Kids have been here. We've had somebody staying with the kids. We just came in, and I just left my wife downtown. I'm going to be up here a few days, and then I'm going back to Oklahoma. I want to see you and talk to you about campaigns sometime when you get a chance.
Well, we'll try to get together. Well, I'll just sure enjoy talking to you. And,
whatever you want to do on this organization business, but
you talk to the speaker, and we'll get together.
So we have decided, and then
I talked to him and told him that about what I told you, that I felt that I didn't give a damn about fellows that quit the party. And sit down there. Tell her to sit down. Invite her to sit down. My cousin just came in. I just trying to tell her to sit down. But I think something we got to think out a little bit.
Bill, I do too.
And there may be something in what you say to give them a little notice and instead of being exposed.
Well, notice, and Mr. Rayburn refused to do it when Calmer, when it would have really helped us to perch Calmer. And should we, there are some angles to this thing, that should we go ahead and do this, should we be too brutal with the majority that we've got, and 2 years from now, when we're getting ready to run again, if we should lose our majority and have to go into the campaign then with a mean, stubborn bunch of Southerners, you know, and how big it is now, it might hurt us, I don't know.
I wish Blatting Bolden quit talking.
Well, I do too. But how are you going to make them quit?
They always have to talk, don't they?
Yeah, you can't make them quit. But Bowling told me last spring they were going to do this. And then Blatton told me too. And he told me at the time he didn't know whether to get anywhere with it or not. It might just start thinking on the subject. They may be so mean and so mad, you know, that they've got a chance if they'll just insist and get it to a vote in the caucus. Thank God they'll purge these fellows, I'm afraid. Maybe that's what we should do. But it's going to look bad if we do it without the leadership being for it, you know.
Yeah. Well, you talk to Speaker about it, and I'll talk to you when you get back up there.
All right. Bye.
Thank you.